This tape is brought to you by the local Bible call program.
This is program number LW-996. It's supposed to have happened several years ago in Russia. Dr. Walter Meir reported that a new play opened in one of Moscow's leading theaters, a play that made fun of God, entitled Christ in a Tuxedo. Well, a packed house saw the first act, where on the stage the scene opened, featuring a church altar arrayed like a saloon bar. Bottles of beer, wine, vodka all set out. Fat priests sat around the altar, drunk, raising their glasses and toasting each other. Nuns squatted on the floor, evidently playing poker. It was another exhibition of Russia's atheism, as these actors, in their own way, made fun of what they believed God was believed to be. Well, the second act featured Comrade Alexander Rostosev, a Moscow matinee idol, a dyed-in-the-wool disciple of Marx, and a sneering enemy of Jesus Christ. And you can imagine then how the audience roared with laughter when Rostosev walked out on the stage impersonating Jesus, dressed in a flowing oriental robe and carrying a large Bible. Soon after his entrance, he was to read two verses from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Then he was to remove his gown and cry out, "Give me my tuxedo and top hat." Well, Rostosev, as directed by the script, marched out, opened that Bible, and began to read, slowly. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." Then Rostosev, instead of following his cues and throwing off his robe to shout for his tuxedo, stopped, as though paralyzed. An uneasy silence gripped the audience as this smooth, suave actor, his whole body shaking, started to read again. "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." And he finished the 41 remaining verses as the stunned audience listened. Backstage, other actors coughed and called and stamped on the floor, trying to remind Moscow's leading actor that he had forgotten his cues. But you know, once you actually open the Bible itself and read it, it can change your life. On another stage, in John Masefield's drama entitled The Trial of Jesus, there's the striking line where Longinus, a Roman centurion in command of the soldiers at the cross, comes back to Pilate to hand in his report of the day's work. In this drama, the report is given to Pilate, then Procula, Pilate's wife, beckons to the centurion and begs him to tell her how the prisoner, how Jesus, died. And when the story is told, she asks him, "Do you think he's dead?" And the centurion tells her, "No, lady, I don't." She asks him, "Then where is he?" And he tells her, "Let loose in the world, lady, where no one can stop his truth." No one can stop it? Well, his truth is still here. It's still being told, that's true, but it is being stopped. That famous Russian actor, Rostosev, had stopped it all his life until he read it from the Bible that shocking day in Moscow. Though the truth of Jesus will always be told, it depends upon people like you and me as to whether or not it will be told to us. Take time and read the Bible itself. You know, Horace Greeley once said that it's impossible to enslave mentally or socially a Bible-reading people. That's because the principles of the Bible are the groundwork of human freedom. Take time. Open the Bible itself and read just it.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.